Hi, Shrek. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. Not bad.
Yeah, so what are we going to talk about today?
Today, we're going to talk about walk-in closets, which seems a bit fancy.
A little too fancy for
me. A little too fancy, yes. But a lot of my clients here do have walk-in closets or have them built into their houses. So it's something we have to talk about because I love walk-in closets. I love helping my clients organize them.
They do look very cool.
They do, yes. And now what people are doing is getting, not making custom-made, walking like a, you know, a special room. They're taking a bedroom, you know, like, say you live in an apartment, a three-bedroom apartment. They're getting, converting one bedroom into a walk-in closet because a lot of these places don't have enough wardrobe space.
Right.
And the same in villas as well. So, you know, it's not about creating a specific space. It's converting a bedroom into a walk-in closet so that it's a separate space. And because it usually has an ensuite bathroom as well, that's then the dressing room instead of a bedroom.
Because I think here as well, traditionally, walk-in closets are not part of the structure, right? Like they don't really build for that. Even in big houses, you don't really build. They do, but like the older ones anyway, they didn't.
And the new areas that are being built, yes, they're, you know, for the bigger houses, they are creating a specific area for the walk-in closet. But yes, in the old places, they didn't have it. And there wasn't enough wardrobe space. There still isn't. It's quite a disaster here. So that's what people do, that they just convert a bedroom. But when they convert it, they get these people to come in to create the wardrobes. But the people designing it and even the clients don't actually think about the amount of stuff they've got. They've seen the pictures on Pinterest and all these beautifully designed wardrobes with not many clothes inside them, and they have not accounted for what they actually possess. So we want to talk about that today, about how to create your walk-in closet, declutter it, organize it, and make sure you have ample space in there to keep everything that you have. So first of all, what I always suggest to people before they've even got the designers in is to declutter, which sounds strange. Because wouldn't you declutter when you're moving your stuff into your wardrobe? But for me, it's before you even designed it. So declutter your stuff. See how much stuff you can get rid of. So what you want to see is the things that you have left in your wardrobe. So once you've done the decluttering, try and organize the wardrobe as well. What you have, you know, how much space you have and what the stuff you have. So you organize it into the sections. So all the dresses together, all the t-shirts, jeans, shoes, handbags, put everything like for like in the same places. Your trainers, your, you know, loafers, whatever you have. Make sure everything is like to like together. And then you can see how much you've got. So when you have the designers come in or you design it yourself, you can see how much, you know, hanging space you might need for your trousers, how much you need for your abayas and your long dresses or for short items, you know, how much space you need for shelves for storing your t-shirts and winter clothes and trousers if you don't want to hang them. Also, you know, top space, like you're going to put the winter clothes at the top because you don't need it for a lot of the months during the year. Also, you know, you consider your accessories as well. So your ties, your belts, your watches, which a lot of people have, like, especially I've had gentleman clients who have big collections of them, jewelry, if you don't want to store it in a dressing table. And also you want to make space for your safe. Because you have, you know, lots of people put safe inside their closets areas as well. So think about all of these things. Handbags. A lot of people have a lot of handbags. Do you need all of those handbags? Can you declutter them? And then the ones that you've got left, see what sizes you've got. So have you got clutches? Have you got big daytime ones? Even bigger travel ones? You know, you have to make space for all of them as well. And then finally, the shoes. Shoes is a big thing, especially for ladies. How many shoes have you got? How high are the heels? You have to make enough shelf space for the height of the heels. So not just, you know, to fit all the flats, because that's a disaster. I've had that before, that shoe cabinets have been created and then you can't actually put the shoes inside the shoe cabinets because the person who designed it didn't even look at what shoes the person owned. So then I had to go in and try and change the lengths of the shelves. So think about all of that, you know, but a major thing is how much hanging space you need. You know, if you've got jackets and blazers, you need to hang them. If you've got dresses, you want to hang them. t-shirts. You don't have to, but if you've got other tops that are nice, you might want to hang them as well. Abayas, trousers, jeans you can fold. That's fine. It doesn't matter if it's not hanging, unless you really are pedantic about how you want them to be stored. So you have to think about all these things. And it's surprising how people just don't think about that when they are creating their walk-in closets.
It seems like when you're talking about like these custom closets and stuff, I mean, does this happen more because the default ones that you pick off the shelves, like in an IKEA or whatever, like they're not set up for the kind of clothes you might have? Or is it just people are not planning this really so well?
It's both. So, I mean, with, the ones from IKEA, they're great. And a lot of people have used them and put them into, say, the bedrooms that they created. And I have worked with a lot of those. But they're, you know, a set standard. So you'd have to get a lot of, one, you know, these units for hanging. So the problem with these kind of ones, where, you know, they're already made, they're already, you know, they're sized in a specific way, you can't adjust them. So you're stuck with that sort of size, you know. Same for the shoe cabinets as well. They're great, they're shoe cabinets. I do highly recommend them. But if you've got a few extra shoes, you can't, it doesn't allow you to put more in. So that's the problem with these, you know, IKEA's home center kind of wardrobes. They are great to a point, but also with a lot of places, say that if the ceilings are higher than expected, you could build more on top. But if it's a set IKEA one, you can't, you know, it's a set size. You can't go any higher up. So I have a custom-made wardrobe because the wardrobe that was in my place was tiny. So I had one custom built, and I got storage space built at the top to put all my miscellaneous stuff that I'm not going to use, like my winter stuff, saris, and lehengas that I wear for weddings, which I don't wear often otherwise. So that's all at the top, you know, my winter clothes as well, and Christmas stuff. So that I plan that specifically to put all that stuff up there. What I've found as well with people buying wardrobes or getting people to make the wardrobes, the people who have built these wardrobes haven't accommodated for the size of the hangers and how clothes should be hung with hangers. So they don't make the depth big enough for the wardrobe. So then the hangers have to be slanted to fit the clothes in properly.
That's a bit crazy though, right? Like you would think, there are different hangers in different countries, like sizes. It can't be, right? Like they're pretty standard sizes,
standard,
right?
Yeah. So it's the most bizarre thing. And there was one place, I remember there was these beautiful apartments I was working in. Beautiful, beautiful apartments. The depth was so small that you couldn't put, like, you know, the client had suits. It was completely side, you had to hang them sideways. So you could only hang about 5 suits because of the way it was, you had to fit it in. So you lost so much space just because this silliness of building these wardrobes.
I think it could also be like, you know, they're building the wardrobes or the closets for shelves, but then someone is like, you know, afterwards they're like, oh, but by the way, we need to have some area where you can hang, and now suddenly you're dealing with these like very thin or not deep enough closets.
Yeah, exactly. You can't hang yet. It is, and it's so bizarre. It's really strange. So that's happened. So make sure the items that you want to hang, that they hang them straight. You know, they think about the depth of, you know, and the depth with doors. So, you know, they could say, yeah, it'll be this depth, but they haven't accounted for the doors closing on the closet. And it's, I mean, you laugh, but this is how, you know, it's ridiculous that the wardrobes I see and the closets I see, you know, if you want ones with no doors, then that's fine. Then you've got a bit more space to, you know, you don't have to have them so deep. And I mean, people are, there's two views because of the dust here and the sand, and it comes through even in the aircon. So a lot of people want doors, but some people don't. They want the open space so they can see things easily. You know, you can, it depends on what you prefer. I prefer glass doors so I can see what's there, but at least it's covered and prevents the dust getting in. So it just depends on what your preference is. And then at least, you know, when you design it, especially when you know what clothes and items you have, you can then say, okay, I need this much space to fit this many bags. Like, how many bags can I fit on one shelf? How many shoes can I fit on one shelf? How many trousers can I fit on one rail? So you have that, so you can accommodate for that. And also, of course, always make sure that you have extra space for anything extra, even though there should always be the rule, buy one, get rid of two. But, you know, I'm allowing for people to have a little bit of extra space. So yeah, so that's my tips for today on the walk-in closets.
Very cool. So if you're looking to design a walk-in closet, if you're looking to put together your own walk-in closet, or if you have a walk-in closet, these are some of the things you need to think about.
And if you need help to organize them, I can always help you out with that as well.
So where can people find you, Selena?
So they can find me on declutterme.com, and there's a contact form on the website, so you can fill that in. Let me know what help you need, and then I'll come back to you as soon as possible. And I'm also on all the social media.
Right. And you can also find more information about the show by visiting declutterme.com/podcast. We'll see you next week.
Bye.